This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Lighting things up. Couches, mattresses. It's historically been a hallmark of students reacting to big wins or losses by the Michigan State University football and basketball teams. And then the city of East Lansing passed an ordinance aimed at cracking down on these fires and the big crowds. Basically, you couldn't be within 300 feet of a fire without putting it out or calling for help. But now local Judge Andrea Larkin has ruled this ordinance is not constitutional. Her ruling came in the case of two young women who were charged with violating the ordinance when police say they stayed within 300 feet of a mattress fire. The judge noted the city's ordinance didn't spell out how long you'd have to be near a fire before you break the law, and it didn't require police to warn you to leave the area before they arrest you. Lieutenant Scott Rigglesworth is with us now from the East Lansing Police Department. Welcome.
Good afternoon.
So this ordinance was, passed in 1999?
Well, that's a good question. I tried to get the answer to that yesterday. I thought it had only been around 5 or 6 years, but it sounds like it's been around a lot longer than that, which was a surprise to me. I've been here 22, but yeah, somewhere in the last 22 years they enacted the ordinance.
And what problems did the ordinance try to address?
Well, the main problem it addressed is when a fire was started, a crowd would almost inevitably form almost instantly. And then you get a bunch of oftentimes intoxicated kids standing around a fire, taking pictures, jumping through it, that kind of stuff. We needed a way to ensure public safety. And one of the ways I think the council decided or tried to do that was with this ordinance. And it basically said that you couldn't be within 300 feet of a fire unless you were trying to extinguish it or you were calling 911. So the real crux behind the ordinance was all public safety. We didn't want kids getting burned. Thank God in my 22 years here, we've never had somebody significantly injured or killed that I know of in a fire. But we didn't want to wait till that happened and then react with an ordinance after it. So I can tell you that in the years of enforcing this ordinance, it's not somebody we typically wouldn't either cite and or arrest somebody that was just, you know, casually walking by a fire. These are typically kids that are staying for an extended period of time, taking selfies, having a drink, et cetera, et cetera. And when they do that, it's inherently dangerous, and that was kind of the thought behind the ordinance.
Now, can you tell if there was a reduction in the number of these kind of celebratory fires after the ordinance came into effect?
Well, you know, just look back 2.5 years ago when Michigan State beat Ohio State in the Big Ten championship game. We had 60 fires in the city that night. 60.
60. So 60. Still, that's a lot of fires. And I do remember that night because we were telling our daughter who was then at State, you just keep driving, don't go near it.
Right.
No going looking.
I can tell you what it did do.
What did it do is it
basically eliminated the huge crowds surrounding these fires. I mean, there was oftentimes we'd get a call of a fire in the middle of the street and we'd go there. There'd be 500 people standing around it. And what we saw the ordinance really do as we started to enforce the ordinance is we would go to a lot of these fires and there might be a handful of kids or there might be actually nobody. So it really did increase public safety in that fact that I shouldn't say it eliminated, but it really reduced a large number of people standing around these fires. And the other part you got to remember too is the more people standing around it, the more dangerous it is for us and the fire department to get in there to try to put it out. The longer a fire goes, the bigger it gets typically. So those are all factors that I think went into establishing this ordinance.
Lieutenant, the attorney for one of the women in this case said the ordinance happened because basically East Lansing was embarrassed by all the national attention after Spartan wins and losses and these fires. Is that a fair assessment?
Well, I don't think the city was ever embarrassed. We're not doing it. I mean, we're not setting the fires or standing around them. It was a black eye to the city that they were happening, and one of the things we needed to do is kind of think outside the box, if you will, is if there's ways that we could help reduce and or eliminate these fires. So, you know, I've always said that it's a tradition. In my opinion, it's an absolutely ridiculous tradition. It's a dangerous tradition. I don't get it. You know, one of the things that we've continued to work on around here is how can we eliminate these fires? And we've done reward money, we've done tip lines, we've done undercover stings, we've done plainclothes officers, and this ordinance is just one of many things we've tried to reduce the number of fires we have in the city. But unfortunately, I almost guarantee you next year, one if not more people will think during Welcome Week or the first home football game, which is September 2nd, that it'll be fun to set something on fire, go outside, get a selfie taken with it, post it on social media, that kind of stuff. And that's the other thing I wanted to add, too. With social media these days, you start a fire and there's 10 of your friends. Well, 10 of your friends are posting it online or on social media, and within minutes, there'll be hundreds of people running, literally running to the fire. If you remember the burn the couch sign that was held up when Michigan State was playing in Indianapolis?
Yes, yes.
There were literally people running from the dorms in Michigan State to Cedar Village as fast as they could when they saw that sign.
What about the concern expressed in this case that people who are just merely passing by or, quote, looking could be charged under the ordinance and unfairly?
Well, that's you know, up to the courts and attorneys and, you know, that part of the justice system to determine whether the ordinance is, one, enforceable, unconstitutional, whatever the case may be. You know, Judge Larkin made that determination last week, and I know that people within our organization are going to meet and see how we can go forward from here. But we've used the ordinance before. It seemed pretty effective in eliminating these big crowds around fires. I don't know how effective it was at actually reducing the amount of fires, but I think at its core it was built around public safety, and it certainly had a positive effect when it came to that.
So it seems from a police perspective you would like to see the city perhaps rework this ordinance and get something like it back in place, because it certainly seems like whatever existing ordinances were there weren't keeping these big gangs from standing around watching things burn.
I think that would be you know, our choice is to either reward the ordinance or rework it so we could still take some enforcement action. But that's for the powers to be. It's way above my pay grade, and we'll do what the courts and my chief of police say that we can do going from here.
East Lansing Police Department Lieutenant Scott Rigglesworth, thanks for being with us, Lieutenant.
You bet.
If you missed the show on the radio or you want to rehear an interview, you can always do it by catching us on iTunes. Search for Stateside, and while you're there, please give us a review, because we'd really like to hear what you think.